listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule in our marine weather forecast. We have the Columbia River bar at the very mouth of the river. It has its own weather forecast. We have combined seas 2 to 4 feet through tonight, building to around 6 feet by tomorrow morning. And we're going to see during the max ebb current times, that's when things get kind of rowdy out there, all that wet water rushing out of the river, slamming into the ocean, one around 8 a.m. on Wednesday and another one around 8:15 this evening. We'll have seas up to about 8 feet then. But sometimes, you know, the seas just get pretty big out there when you have a big tide, when the tide is going from pretty high to pretty low. An awful lot of water is rushing out during a relatively short period of time. And I just love to remind everybody that every 6 hours, the Columbia River changes direction and flows backwards. That is an astonishing thing when you consider how much water is rushing down from Canada and the force of the moon and the sun are able to turn that around. In our marine weather forecast overall around the region in the ocean, north winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, becoming west in the afternoon. We have a weather system moving in, and whenever you see that happening or feel that happening, you can see the wind direction shift as a weather system moves in. These weather systems are spinning in a counterclockwise direction, and you can sort of visualize that as they move over our area, the wind would change in direction. Wind waves from the north, 2 feet at 4 seconds, are going to shift around to the west, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart in the afternoon. We have west swells, 3 feet high, at 12 seconds apart and a chance of rain in the afternoon. And today we're going to talk about the Puget Island Ferry, as I like to call it. It's a Wakayakum County ferry, but it's a really sweet boat, one of our hometown vessels, and a way to get out on the water if you don't have a boat of your own. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have an inbounder today, just one so far, although that can change at any time because a ship schedule is not like a bus schedule. It sort of is a matter of ships come and go at their convenience and as their needs dictate. But we have the Isa Oldendorf arriving from Japan. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage upriver near Portland. She will pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m., and you might see her after midnight in that area between on the Columbia River. There's an anchorage there between Portland and Vancouver. In the Astoria and Rice Island anchorages, which are off the downtown waterfront in Astoria and a little bit upriver off Tongue Point, you can see on the Washington side some ships anchored there. We have the Olympus in the Astoria anchorage. She's headed up to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 9 a.m. The Omicron Light is awaiting orders, but she will eventually head upriver to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. The Belle Island is awaiting orders there, but she's going to be picking up potash when she finally does go upriver. The FT Vittorio Raiola is another ship that's awaiting orders. She's a wheat ship eventually. So these vessels are waiting the opportunity. Maybe a berth has to open up or they're undergoing inspections to head upriver to pick up their cargo. That's why they're in the river. Most of our ships arrive light and leave loaded. And you can see that in those ships that sit in the anchorages. A lot of bottom paint showing because they're sitting high in the water. When they come downriver, you'll see them hunkered down in the water because they're full of cargo. The Pañata K is awaiting orders in the anchorage. She's another wheat ship. And at the Rice Island anchorage, the Energy G and the Falmouth Bay are both awaiting orders. They, too, are going upriver to pick up wheat. We have a lot of wheat going out of the Columbia River. It's a big, big portal for wheat being exported, a lot of it to Asia. In our outbounders, we have the Mendocino leaving Longview with wheat on board, another wheat ship, leaving around 4 a.m., passing Astoria outbound, went by about 7:30 this morning. The ANSAC Enterprise is leaving the Port of Portland Soda Ash there. You can tell by that acronym in her name, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation, ANSAC. These are ships that are dedicated to soda ash, and that's all they haul. A lot of our bulk carriers that come in here are what are referred to as tramp ships in the sense that they change cargo with every contract. And so those vessels have to undergo inspections when they shift from, say, a food cargo like corn to something like soda ash, or especially back again when they're shifting from a mineral cargo to a food cargo, the USDA gets involved and has to make sure the cargo holds have been painted and are very clean to accept a food cargo. The Ryujin is our next outbounder. She is leaving the Port of Portland with Hondas on board. And the Kenura is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or possibly wheat or some combination thereof in her cargo holds, in separate cargo holds. So each ship has numerous different cargo holds with hatches, and they're separate, and you can load, say, corn in one and wheat in another, and carry different cargoes to different places. So sometimes ships that are going upriver will stop at more than one berth and load cargo and leave with different cargoes in their holds. The Kenura is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound maybe about 10 p.m. The Asian Glory is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. Well, I saw a notice yesterday on Facebook. Thank you, Kathleen Morgane, for posting that about the one of my favorite boats, the Wakayakum County Ferry between Puget Island and Westport, Oregon, is going to be out of service for necessary maintenance on Monday, this coming Monday, March 26, beginning at 5:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. So if you're a person who regularly commutes on that ferry, as many people do, say going to the Wanna Mill, be advised that on Monday, the ferry will be out of service for maintenance, but it should be only that temporary closure just for that time period. If you need to talk to them about this, Public Works Office, you can call them, Wakayakum County, 360-795-3301. And the ferry information line is 360-795-7867. So occasionally, everything needs to be maintained so that it'll keep running well, and that's what's happening, kind of like taking your car in for an oil change. But what I wanted to talk with you about, though, is how much I love this ferry. You know, there are some hometown vessels that we have here that we see all the time that we sort of take for granted. This one is a real gem and enables you to do something very inexpensively that a lot of us, most of us are on land. We look out at the water maybe kind of wistfully as we see the ships go by and think, wow, it would be really neat to be out on the water. Well, anybody can go on this ferry. All you have to do if you're on the Oregon side is drive to Westport. On your way from Astoria to Clatskanie, you can stop at Westport and get on the ferry. And for a few dollars, you can take a ride across the Columbia. It takes about 15 minutes. It's just a lovely thing to do, and I've done it many times. Every time I have an opportunity to say, let's take the ferry, I always do that. So it takes you over to Puget Island. You get to drive across lovely, scenic Puget Island and across the bridge there to Clatskanie. And it's just one of the real delights of living in our area from my perspective, my maritime perspective. The ferry runs every hour. On the Washington side, she leaves on the hour and at 15 minutes after the hour from the Oregon side. Every day from 5 a.m. to 10:15 p.m., 365 days a year. So it says here, lunchtime service is sometimes interrupted a little bit. They do need to eat. But basically, this is just a really sweet way to get out on the river. This ferry has been operating, as far as I can see here, in one form or another with different boats since 1932. And in 1960, the ferry service was taken over by the county and became part of the Washington State Ferry System. And the most recent ferry, the Oscar B, is pretty new. March 2015, she was put into place, there on that run. And there's a new ferry dock on the Oregon side that is really lovely and new. And anyway, I would just say that if you have a chance, take a ride on the Oscar B. It's a really fun chance to enjoy the water here, even if you don't have a boat of your own. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.